is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Del Lance in L.A. And I watched your breakdown of the Houston Texans yesterday, Lance, on your little show on the NFL Network. Good stuff.
Some people not very happy with Daniel Jeremiah, though.
Well, right, because he had like a 17th round. He had a tight end.
He had a good tight end, but he had a tight end.
A tight end as opposed, and for that good dude in the first round as opposed to the Iowa tight end?
No. I gave him Greedy.
Oh, Greedy in the first round. He gave him
the tight end. Halle Warren from San Diego State.
So he looked at the Texans offensive line and said it was acceptable to draft a tight end in the second round.
When we were going through run through, he was looking through at their offensive line like, ugh. This is terrible.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. And so I gave him Greedy. He knew I was giving him my pick was going to be because they're back-to-back picks in the second round. So it could have easily just been him saying that. And now, if he would have said Titus Howard, I would have probably given them a guard. I would have given them a cornerback is what I would have done. Either a cornerback or a tackle or a guard. That's what I would have done. So I wouldn't have given him a tight end there. I like this guy. That guy would be better than anybody the Texans have. Kahale Warren, a tight end, without question. But, you know, for me, that's hard not to take tight end and cornerback and maybe double up at one of those positions. Tackle or cornerback and then double up. Or center or offensive guard. Just somebody on the offensive line.
Twice. Yeah. Well, and I think outside more so than inside. Because Rankins moves down, will move down.
Yeah, there's some thought in the building, I think. We'll see. I'm going to leave that alone. But I don't think this weird love affair that Houston seems to have with Nick Martin is not warranted. So, and the Houston fans, like, other than Nick Martin. Nick Martin, this offensive. No.
That's a second rounder, and you're going to just have to live with it, okay? Because, you know what? Sua Filo, and, you know, you got to be able to hit on a second rounder. And whether you like it or not, Lance, he's a hit, okay? I don't care if he can't block.
I don't think he's a hit.
I don't care if he can't block. I don't care what. I don't care. He's going to stay there. He's a second rounder, and he's going to play.
I would say running back is going to get taken at some point, too. I just, you know, it could be one of those second-round picks also, because there's going to be a pretty good running back potentially there. And if there's a pretty good running back, like, for example, in some of the stuff we've done, in some of the shows we've done running back mock draft, right? And so I gave the Texans one time Miles Sanders from Penn State. I would more than happily give them David Montgomery. I don't think it's crazy that if they get a corner and a tackle they really like with the first couple picks, that maybe they come back with a running back that they feel like can be their lead running back for years to come. I don't think that's outlandish at all. So we'll see. We'll see. I mean, when you go through an exercise like that where we go through the, you know, an idea of what the Texans could do, when you look at the cornerback situation and you see on the depth chart they've got Boddy Calhoun, who they didn't have on the depth chart, but they've got Colvin still on the depth chart, Bradley Roby, Jonathan Joseph. Mm. I made them take Batamosi off. I'm like, get this guy off of here. He's not a factor. Mm. And so you see that one is a must, and I don't really see how you can get away with not doing two. I mean, you have to do two. Maybe you get one in the third. You don't. You gave up your fourth. What'd you give up for Demaryius Thomas?
Fourth rounder to the Broncos.
You sure it was just five?
Four or five?
I think it was four.
That's what I said, four.
Ugh. Man, that would be
Two fours.
You were going for it last year trying to win a Super Bowl. You had to go for it.
Yeah. No, It was a good play.
I didn't have a problem with it at the time.
No, you can't have a problem now with it just because you got to give up the pick. It was a good play.
Well, yeah, actually you can. It's just the same thing as credit card. You say, oh, no, I got no problem with paying for this later. And then when you have to pay for it, you're like, ugh, can we get debt? Can I get debt relief? Can somebody just give me, what do I have to do to get the to do what is, how does a bankruptcy thing work? I don't have to pay for anything, right?
Well,
is that how that works?
Right.
I wish the Texans could file. I wish they could have filed for bankruptcy last year when they didn't have a first and a second, and they got their first and second back.
What's the equivalent? What's the Demaryius Thomas equivalent as far as purchases are concerned?
It's not. He wasn't in a strip club that you put $5,000 on your card. That's not what Demaryius was.
But you know what he was, though? He was a big, giant fish tank that you got in your house with some kind of light.
I feel like
an exotic koi fish. Or something.
Or you went and got some kind of Southwest pattern giant couch, and then your girlfriend or what? And then you get married, and she goes, get rid of that.
No, you're going for it.
That sucks.
He's like, oh, the new season of Game of Thrones is coming out. I'm going to get me a 90-inch 4K TV. What's that? This TV won't take HBO? Or the HD is broken. I feel like this is what this is. Like, you went for it because, hey, the final season, we're going for Game of Thrones this year. I'm going to watch it in the best thing possible.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. It's not compatible with my
I'm sorry. DirecTV? DirecTV doesn't deliver 4K on HBO?
Wait.
What?
Wait, no, that's not it because you did use him.
You used him. You used
him,
but not to the way you wanted to use him.
You know what he is?
But you still have that 90-inch TV, and you don't have that anymore. This has
got
to be something that you had to throw out.
Now, this is perfect. Here's what he is. He's that expensive Peloton machine that you've got. You walk through by the gallery like, well, I'm going to get this Peloton, this sweet riding machine where you can look at the TV on it, and it's like, yeah, well, I got to finance it with a draft pick. But I'm going to use this. I'm going to get in shape. And then you're hanging clothes on Demaryius Thomas. It's sitting there in the corner of the room. You never even look at it. Yeah. You only look at DeAndre Hopkins. You don't even look at the Peloton in the corner. It's just sitting there doing nothing other than taking up space.
And it turns out when you turn your back, your Peloton's driving drunk. You're like, what the hell, Peloton?
That's a part that you're – well, it wasn't yours anymore.
Yeah,
you already sold it on Craigslist.
Yeah. All right.
Nothing back for it in Craigslist.
All right. So we'll have more draft talk a little bit. Lance is obviously doing a lot of stuff with NFL.
That was a whole game for me yesterday. I was sitting here able to watch on TV. I'm watching Astros and Rockets like I'm at the house.
Right. And yeah, because they were both nationally televised games. Unfortunately,
one went good.
One went really, really well. Man, the late inning heroics already. This is the team. Remember in 17 that this team had these kind of stones in the late innings that you were never done. When you got a lineup as deep as this, when Tony Kemp is hitting at the end of the lineup, or you know, Diaz is starting to hit, or Chirinos coming up with the big hit the other night with the double off the wall, when 7, 8, and 9 are coming through and they're actually on base for George Springer when he comes to the plate late in the game and he hits a double to win the game for you. I mean, it makes a huge difference, especially late in the game when those guys are up to 7, 8, and 9. And they're not producing, it just seems like the lineup is dead. But when they're getting on base, when they're making stuff happen, then it all, you know what? It's like a circus. It's like
Astros
a merry-go-round.
Baseball forever was a dead 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
Because when we were first doing the show, and really for most of the show that we've done, the Astros had no 7, 8, 9. When they were in the National League, it was a pitcher at 9. You always had a catcher who couldn't hit, and you had a shortstop who couldn't hit. So 7, 8, 9 was a dead spot of the lineup, and a lot of times 6 was too, if you really want to know the truth. That's why this is just so much different. Thank God George was in the leadoff spot to drive those.
Yeah, thank God he was in that position.
Thank God.
Runners are, if he was like in the four hole, maybe that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I do want to clean something else up, though. Demaryius Thomas was not picked up for driving drunk. It was suspected of vehicular assault, driving, reckless driving, and driving without insurance. There wasn't any alcohol involved.
Well, good.
He did do some bad things, but alcohol was not involved.
Slander. Okay.
That's why I wanted to
thank
clean
God
it
that
up.
You're. Okay. Well, there still could be a lawsuit
Peloton
coming.
Peloton was still causing problems.
It was. The Peloton was causing problems.
Yeah, the Peloton was. The chain broke on it. So, bottom of the order, definitely coming through. Thank God George Springer's leading off. So now he's got guys on base all the time.
Thank God.
With the bottom of the order coming through the way that it is. And then there was the Rockets.
Oh, my God.
And, oh, my God, talk about what the hell is wrong with this team blowing leads. This may be – now, everybody got what they wanted now, so I don't want to hear anybody complain. Well, not everybody. But we got to play the Warriors early. Got to take – you know what? It's better to play him in the second round because Chris Paul won't be hurt.
Well, the scenario is if Portland and Denver win tonight, the Rockets are the fourth seed. That's the scenario.
And guess what?
Portland has the Kings at home, and the Nuggets have the Wolves at home.
Yeah. Guess what? They both are going to win, and the Rockets are going to be the fourth seed. And, oh, well. And that's the way it ended. And, you know, it's so hard to criticize James. You know what? He's a great player. This was not – I'm hearing – well, this is just like an elimination. It wasn't an elimination game. Nobody got eliminated. They went to the fourth seed. They're going to play now the Warriors in the second round. They got to get through Utah now as opposed to Oklahoma City, which I'm not sure that you wanted that anyway, but they're going to get Utah now as the four seed. And you get through that because you got through that before, and you're going to take care of that business. And then you get the Warriors in the second round. And you know what? Then you play them earlier, and a lot of people have said, this was a thought with a lot of people, it would be better to play the Warriors in the second round so that you know that Chris Paul is healthy, as opposed to going through two series, rigorous series, that could be possibly seven games, playing a lot of minutes, 40 minutes a game. You know what? You get him in the second round, and you got a much better chance.
Well, I would say anybody who was thinking it's better to play early than late is... It's not. How does it feel now when you see the specter of the Warriors in the second round?
Why does it feel worse?
It's not great.
Why does it feel worse?
Because you'd like to be playing in the Western Conference Championship.
Well, yeah, and this was the thought that I've been saying this. The organization would much rather face them because then they know that they got to the – if you lose in the second round, you took a step back. If you go to the Western Conference Finals again and you lose to the Golden State Warriors, well, you got to the finals again. You know what? You're a good basketball team. You want to get to the Western Conference Finals. But if you play them in the second round, the thought is, no, you're better off. Chris Paul is not wearing down with all those minutes and risking injury again, hamstring injury, because he's tired. Because something will get strained because he's playing too many minutes. This is a better option. Now, it's not better for the organization if you lose in the second round. It's not. But you've got a better chance of beating Golden State if you play him in the second round.
I don't think that – I think that's inaccurate. You have a better chance of beating Golden State when Chris Paul's healthy. Your chances aren't beating him in the second round than the third round. They're the same exact chances.
Why? If Chris Paul has to play another seven-game series before they play Golden State, his body will as an older player with a lot of pressure minutes, with playing a lot of minutes because you need him, then he definitely would be fresher going into a second-round match as opposed to a third-round match.
I don't know. I don't know if that's accurate. I think the analytics would tell you that, and the odds would tell you that the odds of Chris Paul – being there in the third round versus the second round based on the amount of time he's already missed is exactly the same. I don't think there's much of a difference at all, if you really want to know the truth. Well, and even playing the course of the whole season, that would be one thing. But you'd rather see them in the Western Conference Championship, and the odds are the exact same of beating them in the second as the third, as long as Chris Paul's healthy.
Well, then, if the odds are the same, well, then what's the difference if you meet him in the second or the third?
Well, because you'd like to put it off. I mean, it's why you don't go for two in the third quarter. You go for two in the fourth when you're behind and you need to get two. You do it later. You put it off.
No, that's not a good analogy. Because,
why not?
Because you have a better chance of winning the game. That there's no better chance of beating Golden State if it's the second or third round.
Why do you put it off? Then why do you put off the second?
Because you don't eliminate yourself. Because you don't eliminate yourself from winning if you miss that two-point conversion.
You eliminate, but you. Then there's no reason not to go for it earlier.
Yes, there is. What?
Yeah, because it forces you to have an extra score.
Right, that's not the case if you play them in the second or third round. You have two seven-game series.
And you don't have to play the Golden State Warriors where you're eliminated in the second round. You'd rather play them in the third.
All you're doing is
not face elimination.
All you're doing is going further.
All you're doing is talking about perception at that point.
Yes, that's all. That's the only difference. In a football game.
No, it's not.
In a football game, if you go for it early and don't make it, you eliminate you make it that much harder. You make it that much harder to win the game. In a seven-game series, you have the same chance of winning in the second round or the third round.
This is not a video simulation. the Golden State Warriors have to play games. They have to get through healthy with guys who've missed time this season. There's the same issue that Golden State has to get through and make sure that they're healthy when they play the Rockets. When they haven't had guys, they have struggled over the last 2 years. They've beaten the Rockets before without guys, but the Rockets have beaten them without James before this year. But the Golden State Warriors, the thought is, the Golden State Warriors have to win their games and stay healthy also.
Okay, so if – okay, yeah. But if the Golden State Warriors, who are much deeper than the Rockets, lose one of their guys, it's much worse off for the Rockets to lose Chris Paul than it is for the Golden State Warriors to lose –
Yeah, but that's irrelevant. If the Golden State Warriors lose one of their major three guys or even four guys, it's much harder for them to win than when they don't.
But you think it's negligible what the terms of Chris Paul being healthy for round two or round three. Why wouldn't that be the same for the Warriors in terms of advantage and disadvantage?
But it's a factor in both. If you're going to make it a factor for one, you have to
But a deeper team, which the Golden State is, they're a much deeper team than the Rockets, so they can fade it a lot easier.
But it's not though, because now you got to face the Golden State Warriors in the second round,
right? Which a lot of people, Lance, I don't know if you can understand this, but a lot of people think that's better, that you're better off doing that.
I haven't heard a lot of people saying it. I saw one article that said that.
We've been talking about this for months.
The Chronicle had an article last week about.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for months.
That's where I read it. That's what I'm talking about.
Actually, Lance, we have actually been talking about this for months.
I know we have, and I'm of the same mind that it's not. I thought about it. I said it out loud. I'm like, you know what? No, I'd rather wait and make the Golden State Warriors go through everything too. I think we've had a discussion. I saw the Chronicle. Show me the other articles where everyone says, and there's this huge school of thought that playing the Warriors in a second is a good idea. I really don't think it's a huge school of thought. And now I'm pissed off that we're playing in a second round.
Yeah, no.
Because you screwed up a game in a fourth that you had no business screwing up again, where you can't hang on in a second half. I mean, that's a problem.
Yeah, no. Guess what? Yeah, you're absolutely right. And starting 11-14 and losing that last game and a bunch of stuff. This is where this team is though. And now you can't do anything about it. No. Oh well, you know what? You complain or worry about it. Oh well. This
now
is where they are.
You get Dame Lillard, potentially.
No, you don't.
You get Utah, yeah. Donovan Mitchell, another heckler. It's like just like last year, only you get Golden State. Well, I'm not even counting. I'm not even banking the Utah series. I'm not going to take anything for granted. I respect Utah's ability to scream at you and say hateful things in their stadium. Not their basketball as much as their ability to make you feel bad about who you are as a person by screaming at them. Although Utah fans will tell you, that's all. None of that is true that gets written up there. That's just the national media's bias against us. We are very loving to people of color and people of non-color especially.
Yeah, exactly. 717 ESPN 97.5. They're gritty. That's what they are. This Rockets team is gritty.
Yeah, they're gritty. Gritty. What I'm talking about right now is getting with Gritty, the wholesale energy company. Have you ever thought about, look, it's great to have my membership, like the Costco, for example. There's nothing better than that because when I go in, I can get as much salmon as I want, as many boxes of macaroni and cheese as I want at wholesale prices. And that is an advantage when you purchase wholesale over time. You'll see, you'll see a huge savings. The same thing can be said with Gritty. I used them last month. My energy bill was $82.56. That's exactly what I paid for my electric bill. And I have Gritty is so great because they connect you directly to the grid. You don't pay a third party who gives you rates that they're going to charge you, but then they get the rates that are coming straight from the grid. No, you get the rates straight from the grid, and you pay $10 a month. So you know you have a preset amount. $10 a month that you're going to pay, and that's your membership fee to join Gritty. Once that happens, you're going to get wholesale energy at the exact price that the big energy companies are paying. That's what you pay. So when there's a spike, you pay the spike. When it's low at 1.9 kilowatt cent per hour, that's what you're paying. You go download the app, and you can literally see what the rate is in real time and what you're paying and how much you've consumed. I'm telling you, this thing has been unbelievable for me. And I recommend it to you. $10 a month membership fee. You get unlimited access to wholesale price of electricity. There's no contract. And if you're not completely satisfied, you can switch at any time. No hidden fees, no markups. GoGritty.com. That's GoGritty, GRIDDY.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's a one-point game, quick foul. They've averaged only 12 turnovers. Oklahoma City has no timeouts. Harden at the stripe. Houston has two.
See, with Westbrook and the ball in his hand and Paul George.
No timeouts, Thunder. In and out. Two-point game. Here comes Westbrook. Off to Adams. Westbrook corner. George for the lead. Gordon. Harden got open for the win. The Thunder have won.
TNT with the call there. James Harden, zero baskets in the fourth quarter. Two for the entire second half. A 14-point lead. The Rockets scored three baskets total in the last 9:26. One of them on a trip. Boy, I thought it got chippy at the end there. If they had to play, if these two teams had to play again, and I don't think anything is settled, so who knows what's going to happen. No, well, they're not going to have to play again because these two are going to win. Rockets will be the four seed. So if these two did have to play again, though, boy, it would be a chippy series. There's no question about that. They do not like each other. Listen, the Rockets would beat them in a seven-game series, but it would definitely be physical. I don't think that there's any question about that. And they showed stones. I mean, they show that they're never down against this Rockets team. This is the second huge comeback win for them. And what the hell? This Rockets team can't come up with a must basket. This Rockets team giving up big lead. This has been a theme this season. That's why they're the four seed. How many blown leads they've had this season. It was that was a rough one, no question. You go from the second seed and having everything in your favor through to the Western Conference Finals to being a four seed now, and who knows if you get through the second round. So yeah, that sucked last night. That sucked.
I mean, they had three in the last 9:46.
9:26. Chris Paul hit a 3-pointer, and they had three baskets after that.
I'm sorry, I didn't know I was watching a Final Four game again.
Yeah. You were watching Virginia.
Yeah, I was watching Michigan State Tech.
Right. That was three baskets. James had five free throws, but they had three baskets. But James
32-14.
James didn't make a basket in the fourth quarter. And with a 14-point lead, they couldn't make a freaking basket.
Ugh.
I mean, that's just...
There's no way there was a party in Oklahoma State to get to. No way. Oklahoma City?
No. I mean, they were there for the end of the game this time. They actually stayed this time for the end of the game.
Are you sure?
Yes. No. I saw him on the court. I saw James miss the last shot.
It felt like everybody left the court again over the last 9 minutes.
So I'm hearing everybody bitch about James and his, you know. First of all.
Sorry they lost a game.
First of all, James is a great playoff player. Let's stop this. Elimination James sucks. But James Harden has not been crappy in the postseason. So let's change that narrative. But he has been crappy in elimination games. And for whatever reason, it just his dower is down. He just is, for whatever reason, that stepping up and nutting up in an elimination game has just not been his forte. He hasn't been able to do that. So that's got to change. Hopefully that changes this postseason. But that he missed a shot at the end. So he's not clutch. How many shots has he made at the end where he has won games for this team? It's just simply not. It's a false narrative. I don't know. It's tough. Would you consider James a clutch player?
mean, it's so hard because there's such a giant swing from super clutch to terribly unclutch. I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen a player who has so many notches on his belt at both extremes of unbelievably clutch, game-winning type stuff, and then just mind-boggling zeros in critical situations. It's rare to see somebody who lives on both of those spectrums. I mean, every end of the spectrum. I would say yes, but it doesn't feel complete because I'll never forget. You know, I'm never gonna forget the Spurs game. Never gonna forget that. Never gonna forget some of those Warriors games, Game 6, Game 7, Game. I'll say the overtime in Game 5 against the Spurs before that, you know, horrific San Antonio Spurs elimination game. It's hard to forget those. So I'm gonna say. But he's had a lot of really clutch moments. So I don't know. How do you answer that? If you answer yes, then everyone can point out the negative stuff. If you answer no, then there's a huge body of work that says yes.
Yeah, there's all kinds of game-winning shots. All kinds of them. So I don't know. And you,
what do
Michael,
you think?
How many? I'm torn. I don't know. I think it's an unanswerable question. I think you can make a point on both sides. But Michael Jordan talked about it. He said, you know how many game-winning shots I missed in my career? But because you hit the Cavaliers and you hit against Utah and, you know, those huge game-winning shots that he hit, everybody thinks how clutch he is. Yeah, he said, what did he say in that commercial?
Because you win 6 championships and have no losses in the finals.
Yeah. No, well, I get that but some of them were in 6 games and, you know, I mean, yeah. I get no, Michael Jordan. I mean, it's considered clutch, but that commercial that he made for was it Nike or Gatorade or whatever it was? Remember, he said, you know, hey, I've missed 38 or 50 something game winning shots in my career. You know, I mean, it's like a hitter in baseball fails 70% of the time, and he's awesome. So, I mean, you're not going to hit every game winning shot. James, though, in elimination games has been how everybody is judging him. But you can't. How many games this team has won because of James Harden in the final seconds? We'll find out. We'll find out. And, you know, somebody makes the point here. You know, what if the Warriors don't get past the Rockets in the second round? Then how sucky is it for them? The toughest team for them to face, they have to face in the second round as well.
Yeah, no, that's a good point because the Rockets are the only team. I was talking about this series with or the potential specter of playing the Warriors just more like just at all with Bucky Brooks, who, you know, watches a lot of basketball, and he's part of the NFL Network stuff. And he just said, well, the thing with the Rockets is they're the only team in the West that isn't afraid of the Golden State. He said, you can tell everyone else doesn't think they can beat Golden State. He said, you can see the Rockets believe they can beat Golden State. He said that's why Golden State doesn't want to see the Rockets, because they know that they have a harder time beating the Rockets than anyone else. And that's true. That the flip side is true. That's a fair thing to say. It is true that Golden State knows this is a tougher matchup for them.
Absolutely. So here we go. All right, 713-780-3776. You've got some thoughts on this. You are more than welcome to come in and talk about them as well.
Rocket fans.
Yeah,
I want to see how upset or non-upset you are from being, because you're right, John. They play set. So you've got Portland playing Sacramento tonight and Denver playing the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, it's over.
Those are both wins. Denver got beat last night, which kind of opened the door for you. But now,
and you knew you had it right in front of you because that game was over before your game. I mean, it was all right in front of them with a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter. They can only blame themselves. All right, let's talk about Texas Mattress Makers right now. Those are my peeps over there. Love what Yuval obviously and Lax is doing. Tweet out they've got so many ways to help you sleep better. If you have any issues whatsoever, get on Twitter and follow Texas Mattress Makers, because they've got so many sleep tips for you. But one of the most important things is a comfortable bed. I mean, it doesn't make any sense for you to not have, and listen, it's one of the most important things to get a good night's sleep. It's so important to get a good night's sleep. And you're going to get that with Texas Mattress Makers. They have the they start so low. You could start for $199 for a handcrafted bed at factory prices. You got the London or Amsterdam pocketed coil mattresses on sale, start at $349. These are professional athletes use these. So if you're looking for the best bed at the best price, this is not even arguable. They have warranties good for 20 years, not 5, not 7, not 8, 20 years. They're going to warranty these beds. 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, 4619 Navigation Corner of Lockwood. If you're buying a bed somewhere else, you're paying twice as much as you would at Texas Mattress Makers.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 736 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Rockets fans, what do you think? You're more than welcome to get in. Boy, interesting. Yesterday, Magic Johnson surprised everybody at a press conference, an impromptu press conference, and just, you know, shell-shocked everybody with him stepping down as the president of the Los Angeles Lakers. So ESPN is talking about it. He hasn't been good at all. As president of the Lakers, they're one of the worst teams in the league ever since he got there. As a coach, he was the worst coach. He had a 313 winning percentage. As a player, he's their greatest player ever. As a front office guy, and much like Mike, he's been a total failure. However, he resigns, does not have any part of the organization. Something I didn't even think about. This makes him so able now to tamper with every player in the league. You can't tell me that Magic Johnson isn't going to be part of the organization. Much like when Jerry West left and then handed all the Memphis players to the Lakers so that they could win championships with Pau Gasol. If you think that Magic Johnson isn't going to be a Laker, and now he'll be able to call anybody, anytime, anywhere. Hey, how'd you like to go to the Lakers? That'd be great. Wouldn't that be fun to go play with the Lakers?
I don't think it would be. I don't know that it matters. Magic can tamper all they want. They're like, no, man, that looks like a mess over there.
Yeah. Well,
Kyrie's coming. No, he's not. I already read in Yard Barker. I already read in some aggregate site that he and Kevin Durant are already going to the Knicks. Stop lying. Well, you could play Alonzo. LeBron Alonzo. Hard pass.
How'd that work?
I think I'll go to the Nets.
No, somebody will go there. Just because it's a mess, it doesn't mean that somebody won't go there.
You know who should go there as a free agent? Anthony Davis.
Well, he's not a free agent, though.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but did you see?
Saw his sweet T-shirt. Why has Anthony Davis gone from fun guy with the unibrow to human troll?
Well, because he...
In his own city? Well, with his own fans?
Because they hate him?
Yeah, they hate him because he hates being there.
Well, right. Like, he doesn't want to be... But this is just another instance of a player dictating where... Oh, you know, I don't care that you got 2 years left on your contract, Antonio Brown. I don't care that you're, you know, the rules of the transition or franchise tag, Le'Veon Bell. I don't care. Anthony Davis says, I got 2 years left on the deal. I'm out of here because I want to be out of here. And that's the new player deal. That's it.
It's not going to be good for any sport. I've seen where where the athlete controls the entire sport. You know where that happened, where that was, where we had it for years and years, and it's helped kill off a sport, is boxing, where at, where the boxer, the individual, was bigger than the sport, and they would decide when they were going to fight, if they were going to fight. They tried to get as much money as they could through pay-per-view, which priced out a lot of people from watching certain fights anymore. And it was, and boxing, just because of the ego of the fighters slash obviously promoters too, Don King, Bob Arum, right at the forefront for years and years. You know, those were major, major factors. They got away from TV deals. They priced themselves out because they were looking to maximize. Boxing was controlled by the fighter, and in large part, the fighter helped to push it to the edge of irrelevance relative to where they once were from a sports standpoint. And it's not good. It's, you still have to look out for the sport first. The players are going to be heavily compensated, but the sport has to be healthy and robust. This is not good when a player is wearing a That's All Folks Porky Pig shirt to a game to taunt his own fans. It's not good. It's not good at all. Right. And by the way, you know what one of the comments were in the building yesterday? Yeah, at USC, they really didn't like Juju Schuster, Smith-Schuster, all that much. They said he's a very selfish guy. And then, you know, and the thought was, just think about how bad it is with Antonio Brown when Juju Smith-Schuster right now is the ultimate good guy. So there's a little worry now that Antonio Brown is out that it could turn sideways, but that's maybe down the road. But I just the Anthony Davis situation is just really unfortunate, I think, because you don't want one of your players turning his back on a city, even if he wants to get out. I don't think Kevin Durant wants to be in Golden State, but he's still going to – he's not talking about it. He wants everyone else to stop talking about it. And then when the season's over, he'll jet, and that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's a bit double, big different situation, though. They're trying to win a championship. Well, New Shaq, Orleans sucked.
Yeah, Shaq didn't want to be there with Penny anymore at Orlando, but, you know, they played, they got done, and again, then when it was time to go, Shaq went.
New Orleans was a hard situation because they sucked so bad.
But they didn't early in the year. It wasn't until, you know, Anthony, one of the reasons they struggle is because Anthony Davis gets hurt a lot.
Yep. Anton wants to get in here and talk about his Rockets. What do you say, Anton?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What do you say?
Pretty good game last night, man. I'm proud of my OKC Thunder. I didn't call to talk about no Rockets, though.
Man.
No, but, man, that was a pretty good game last night. I got a question. I called in yesterday to Joel's show yesterday evening, and I was telling him I was an OKC fan, and I would rather play the Rockets over playing Denver, because it seemed like OKC gets up for those type of games, and they haven't beat Denver all year. And I know they say when you get to the playoffs, it's a whole different animal, but the Rockets are not going to change who they are. And I'd rather play them over playing Denver, because I don't know what Denver is capable of with the, you know, with the roster that they have. You know, a lot of people count them out because they don't have any, you know, playoff experience or anything like that, but I don't agree with that. Who do you think the Rockets would have a better chance? I mean, OKC would have a better chance against the Rockets or Denver?
Denver. But I do like your logic that I do think Oklahoma City uniquely responds to the Rockets. I think it's easier to beat Denver. But John, I think he's right, and you could see it. Yesterday was a playoff game for Oklahoma City. Yesterday was a playoff game for the Rockets. Yesterday was just a playoff game. And look how the fans responded. That was a loud stadium. Look at how Russell and Paul George and those guys got up for that game. Look how it got chippy like a playoff game. I actually think he makes a good point about, I think they will be up more for a Rockets series, but it's easier to beat Denver.
Okay, on the other side, ranking the Western Conference Rockets rivals. I think OKC is up there. But let's right now talk about trusting. If young Metro don't trust you, what happens? But
if young Metro don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you.
If the people's trust you, then what?
Well, no one's getting shot with people's trust. First of all, let me just say that I have to clean up a lot of what John says in some of his transitions, because I think there's always a thought of some type of physical violence against you. And that's never the case with the credit union, ever, ever. I want to make sure and state that very clearly. With people's trust, they do quite the opposite. They say, oh, I'm sorry, what did you say? You'd like to open up a checking account with us and be part of a credit union? Number one, credit unions It used to be they were very difficult to join. They were like this secret club, and you, how do I get into a credit union? Do I have to be a teacher or a firefighter? Not now. You just need to live in the area of Houston. There's very small standards to be met now, relatively speaking, and you can join People's Trust Federal Credit Union. So you get those sweet rates and things like that that they have. But it doesn't stop there. When you open a checking account with them, that's going to make you very happy. And you can choose happy anytime you want, and that's going to make you very happy. Because when you do that, you'll get $50 just for opening that account. But let's say you want to finance or refinance a car. Oh, that's another $200 they'll give you. So you could start right off with $250 in your brand new checking account with People's Trust. Why wouldn't you do that? I've got a line of credit that I opened up for when I want to do home, and it's been sitting there for 2 years. I had it just opened up. I have not borrowed against it yet, but I know that I can with the low rate whenever I want to redo the house. When you are looking to choose happy, I'm telling you that People's Trust is a great way to do that. Get with a federal credit union that's going to give you great rates, a chance to get 100% financing on your home with no 20% down. You can get 100% financing through People's Trust. Make sure that you choose happy. And for more details, go to choosehappyhouston.com. That's choosehappyhouston.com for People's Trust. Federally insured by the NCUA. Certain restrictions apply.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
I got the horses in the bag.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Download the app, everybody. So freaking... I live close to Midtown, and freaking... That's all you heard was country music coming in. All over us.
Lil Nas.
Yeah, that's why you're playing country. Just play country in
I'm
and out
on us.
And you may actually be playing the same song that the country music station is. There's a 97.5 station. I don't know where it's at. Maybe in San Antonio or something.
And you know what? Those trick ass hoes. You know when that happens? It's when they push their signal past where they're supposed to intentionally.
Yeah.
We need to go over there and do something to that.
What do you want to do?
Tired of talking with the FCC about it or whoever we talk to.
That's what we
talk
to.
We need to go over there and start busting some stuff up.
What?
Yeah.
How about you want to have a pillow party?
A pillow party?
What's it called?
I don't know what that
sock is. I thought they put like a bar of soap in a sock and beat you with
sock party.
Oh, sock party. Pillow party. Well, do you ever see Bad Boys? They put cans of Coke in pillowcases.
Yeah, that was there's some rough stuff going on in that movie.
Yeah. No. There's no question.
Jarring that was, by the way, when Sean Penn went from Spicoli to guy in a youth facility who had smashed somebody in the face with did he do that or did the other kid do that?
He did that.
Yeah, he did that.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that was a pretty big jump from "Hey, bud, let's party" to like
badass
getting into a fight to the death with Ezai Morales. Like, wow, this just went dark.
Yeah, Tommy says, and first of all, Jackie's right. Playoff time, OKC callers can suck it. He said beat it, but I said suck it. Don't call anymore, Anton. We don't want to hear your OKC Oklahoma City Thunder thoughts. Hey, John, look, James Harden is the Tony Romo of the NBA. He's great talent, always has his team in position to win, but never delivers. He'll never win a ring. Love my Rockets, but can't wait for the Harden era to pass. I've been on that train. I disagree with that. I mean, you're one of the best teams in the NBA. You got to enjoy this ride. Because it will end, and you never know if you're going to replace a guy like that with another talent that's going to keep you atop. I mean, let's face it. You can say all you I listen, I've thought that for the last few years, although I've changed my tune some on James Harden. I do believe he can win a championship. I don't know that he will, but I believe he can. I wrote an article, I don't know how long ago, a year and a half ago, that you're in James Harden purgatory, that he's got you right there at the precipice of getting into heaven, but you can't get there, and you won't get there. I don't know that that's the case. I really think that Chris Paul has changed things around here. I don't know that he'll ever win, but I do believe he can win. So I don't. Do you want to see the James Harden era end? Really? I mean, this is one of the best teams in the. You can hate on James Harden or whatever all you want, but this is one of the best teams in the NBA, and you can't argue that. So you want? I don't know that you, well, Tommy. You want that to end?
You don't want it to. You say that. And it's fun, and you can say, I wish we had another superstar other than James. The fact is, once you lose out on whoever it is that's bringing you to the point of where you are now, chances are you go lower. And when you go lower, it's not as fun. So it's easy to say that now. Well, I'm tired of this Astros team. They're getting old and all that. Well, you know, what comes after that is a bunch of 100-loss teams. So you have to be ready for what that means. It's not going to be, yeah, you're right, John. There's a big difference between saying, I wish we had a different superstar other than James, because you better mention that it's a superstar player who plays at an MVP level who takes you into the top four year after year, because it's way better being there in basketball than if you're outside of that. And nowadays, John, you ain't winning from a sixth seed like the Rockets did 20 some odd years ago. That's not happening. Those days are over. They're too dominant at the top of the at 1 and 2.
I do believe you can win out of this 4 seed, though. Listen, whether or not it's better off to play him in the second, the organization would like to play him in the Western Conference Finals, so that at the very least you don't go back, move a step backwards. But you know, it's arguable whether or not playing them early is better or worse or whatever. Fact of the matter is, you're going to play them in the second round now.
Is it any different
than people complaining? And beat them. And you know what? Beat them. That's all.
Is it any different than people who complain about Morey, who want to push Morey out, and like, okay, but when that happens...
No, it's the same.
When that happens, I mean, I don't know that you're going to see a 53-win Rocket team, and you'll keep seeing 50-win teams, and you'll have one team that finishes 500, and the rest of them have winning records. Like,
no.
You get used to that being the norm. When that's not the norm, it stinks.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly agree. The Morey thing comes down to when he finally got his guy, James, that changed the entire course of the franchise, that trade right before the season started. I mean, I think I don't know if all his moves have been so special that no one could recreate them, but the one move he did get was it was an OKC team who didn't know who to pay, so they paid like Perkins and Ibaka as opposed to James, and he became available. That move was the move. I'm not sure the other moves couldn't be duplicated, but he found a way to get his guy. As far as I wanted to ask you guys, because Tommy's like he's done with the James Harden era. Do you guys remember one of your favorite teams having a guy you didn't like being the star? Because I guess that's where Tommy's going. Can you think of one of your favorite teams, their best player being a guy you couldn't stand or didn't want on the team?
I kind of brought that up earlier this year. I don't ever remember. I mean, there's always been guys. Okay, so let me just say, the city of Houston, there would be some people who answer Warren Moon, because people thought Warren Moon could, you know, was really good in the regular season, but then it was a huge choke against Buffalo, a huge choke against the Denver Broncos, a huge choke against the Kansas City Chiefs. And that usually falls on a coach's shoulders and on a quarterback's shoulders is typically where that will fall. So I would say there might have been some, but I don't remember people like in regular season disliking Warren Moon, because he was, I would argue, you know, you could argue he was the best player. There's always been players, you know, people didn't like Matt Schaub, people didn't like Derek Bell, people didn't, you know, there's always been that. But the very best player who was also a superstar, I don't think I've ever seen that.
The best player,
yeah,
on a good team, not a
best player on a good team, yeah. John,
and not just a player that you couldn't stand on your team.
You're the fulcrum for your team, who's actually successful, and like Lance said, an elite player on a good team. Can you remember a guy that you did not like as who was in that position? Because usually success breeds, no matter what is happening off the floor,
Right.
Fans are like, we're winning. He's good on the floor. We love him.
Right.
I can't think of a guy.
I can't think of a guy either.
I can't think of, like I said, Warren Moon is the closest I can get to. And that's really, and it's not that they don't like him because of style of play or whatever. It was just once you start failing in the postseason, people start to turn on typically quarterback. I mean, I know that there were some people who had there was a racial component for some people or whatever back in the 80s and into the early 90s.
Racist.
But I think
some of that was actually, if you want to know the truth.
No. There, I think there absolutely was some. I think a lot of it for a lot of people became they just thought Warren Moon is a guy who's going to be a loser. He'll never win in the postseason. He always chokes in the postseason. That stuff you hear about when a team can't get past. That starts to fall on the best player, whether it's James or Warren Moon or whoever. Bagwell Biggio, we started hearing that Bagwell and Biggio were chokers in the postseason. Now, I don't remember people disliking or really – but let's also be clear here. Most people love James Harden who are Rockets fans. There's just a bigger percentage now than I've seen. We're talking about an elite player, and you've got a guy sending a message in saying, yeah, I can't wait for this era to be over.
Yeah,
for James to be gone.
Well, I but listen, I've changed my tune about James, but I was in the same that you're in purgatory. That he'll never win the way that he plays, the guy that he is, the leader that he is, all of that stuff. I've changed
You'd
my
rather
tune.
Be
I think he is. I do. I think he can win with the right pieces, and we'll see if these are the right pieces.
But you'd rather be at the final table.
Absolutely.
That's at the end of the day. I at least give me a chance to be at the final table. Let me be in the room where it happens, as Aaron Burr wants.
I'm going to be at the final table today at Prime. We're playing in the Pot Limit Omaha, but okay, that's just me.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You are, then you are. By the way, do you know I got thanks for nothing, Magic Johnson. I had my jacket all picked out and everything ready to go on Colin Cowherd's show. I get a text last night at 9 o'clock, which would be 11 o'clock Houston time. And I try to stay on Houston time whenever I'm doing the radio show. Like, oh, hey, cancel the show. It's all Magic Johnson all day long on the Colin Cowherd show. Sorry, can we reschedule you? So, yeah.
Screw you. Now, okay, Colin Cowherd.
Come home
you
earlier,
know what?
Now I'm coming home later.
And now Colin Cowherd's not coming on this show. Screw him. You know what is happening, though, on this show? Gulf what? Coast Chevy, Craig DeSurf.
Good. Because if Craig DeSurf had a radio show, I don't know how it would go, but there'd be a lot of energy on it. I can promise you that much. Craig DeSurf is a guy who, number one, I love his sense of humor, first and foremost. He's just one of those guys you like hanging out with because he's a good dude. He's a lot of fun to be around, and that's why I love talking about his product because when I'd send you down to Angleton, he's going to make sure that anybody who comes in, and this is really anybody, but he's going to make you feel special. He really is. And Rick Drenner, who is the sales manager, is the same way. They're going to make you feel special. He understands. Craig will be the first one to tell you, look, I've got Chevy Silverados. I got the Traverse. I've got the Suburban. I've got the GMC Acadia. And I've got the, you know, the GMC Sierra pickup trucks. And I've got on the Chevy Buick GMC side, on the Buick side, they've got the Buick Enclave. And there's all kinds of Buick sedans that are available. So what I'm telling you is SUV crossover pickup trucks, cars, or vehicles that you can get in a lot of different places. What separates Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC is that, yes, they're going to have great dealer incentives for you, but they're going to pay more on trade-in value. They're going to get to lower rates for you right off the bat on these vehicles. They will have more vehicles in stock because they've got the huge lot out there in Angleton, so they're going to have the interior or exterior features you're looking for. And then, above all, their service is off the charts. And I know people say that all the time, and you think, well, what do I need that for? When you do need service, when you need to drop your vehicle off, but you can't get out to Angleton, they'll come get it for you if you need and bring it back to you. That's how far they'll go. They go that extra mile. So that few extra miles that you drive out to Angleton is going to mean a few extra $1,000 that you get to keep in your bank account. That's a big deal. And their service is number one on the CSI, the Customer Service Index. So I'm telling you, it's down home, good people, and great prices out in Angleton at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. You want to see the entire inventory that they have in stock, go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.